Good morning. How are you? This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And as always, I'm wishing you the best. So it's a new year. How about that? Amazing. It's already 2014, and I hope yours is going to be a great one. I love the number 14. So that's something that I'm looking forward to experiencing during the entire year. And I hope that you are too. We are going to do a different kind of show today since it's a new year. I thought it would be a good time to start a call-in show. Now, as you may know, as I travel around the country, I have been so pleased by the amount of feedback I have been getting from people all over the country and also from all over the world saying that they are listening to Progressive Radio Network. And it's a great thing to do because Progressive Radio Network actually has all kinds of shows that are available 24/7. So you can listen in any time, day or night. And someone the other day, actually a very fine gentleman who was at a health food store that I was visiting. The name of this store is the Vitamin Emporium, and it's in Deerfield Beach, Florida. For those of you listening into Florida, it's a fabulous store where you get a lot of personal attention and a lot of sort of loving care, both from the owner and the vitamin specialists who work there. So shout out to them. And he specifically said he enjoys visiting the archives on Progressive Radio Network, but he really loves to listen live. And one of the reasons that people have shared with me in terms of why they like to listen live is because they can call in and interact. So today we are opening up the phone lines. And the number is 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. So I'm inviting you to call in. Perhaps you have a question about natural medicine. And, if you do, we will take it. And we will answer your question about what you can use for yourself and your family so that you can sort of stay healthy. That's always the best idea. Or if there's an issue that you're dealing with, we're allowed to discuss it on air, although perhaps you know or perhaps you don't know that you actually there's many, many situations where you're not allowed to discuss it. And that brings us to our point today, because we're going to do a kind of politically based show today, although we'll take your questions on anything if you call us at 888-874-4888. But in terms of the politics of natural medicine, we had scheduled as our guest today James Gormley, and he is the author of a book called Health at Gunpoint, the FDA's Silent War Against Health Freedom. Now, the only thing I take admonish to in terms of that particular title is the fact that it's not so silent. There really seems to be a massive crackdown on your ability to find out more in terms of how you can use natural things for your health. And we do have calls coming in. Again, you can call us at 888-874-4888, but we're going to take Pauline from Queens. Welcome, Pauline.
Hi, Ms. Kennedy. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a radio on. Is that affecting you?
I'm not hearing it, so
okay,
it depends
cool.
on how it is for you.
Okay, no problem. I have mitral valve prolapse, and I've been to a dentist, and they're telling me that I need to do an antibiotic, and I know I don't want to take that. Is there a natural herb that does the same or similar?
Okay, so I will tell you this. That particular issue, I have discussed with many dentists, and although the mainstream advice is to take an antibiotic when you're getting dental work. I've also been told by them that the newer studies indicate that there is no protection by taking antibiotics. So in other words, hopefully you would not get any kind of health effect from getting your teeth worked on, even if you have a mitral valve prolapse.
Mm-hmm.
But the studies do not seem to indicate that there's any advantage to taking the antibiotics. On the other hand, there is lots of information looking at the fact that antibiotics can have several side effects, including herb-drug interactions, including the disruption of the microflora in your gut, which leads to all kinds of complications. Now, I will say this. The kind of recommendation they do with mitral valve prolapse is to use one dose, right? They didn't say you have to go on this for 6 weeks or anything like
that.
Right. They say one dose. So truthfully, taking one dose of an antibiotic is not going to lead to a lot of those side effects that we associate with more long-term use of antibiotics. So, you know, it's up to you. Now, I am going to answer your question, however. And see, this is one of the things that you're actually not allowed to do. You're actually not allowed to do this. For instance, if someone calls into Nature's Answer, which is a supplement manufacturer, and I work for them, and asks that same question, what supplements can I use for a condition rather than an antibiotic? We actually have to tell them you can't do that. We cannot answer you, believe it or not.
Yes,
you're
I do
not,
believe that.
it's called an illegal drug claim.
Okay.
However, I can answer your question on air, and I'd be happy to.
Great.
First of all, there is such a long list of antimicrobial herbs that in most cases are actually much, much safer than antibiotics, and in many situations, they are actually safer. Not only safer, but they're actually more effective as well. Brilliant. So I'm going to give you a list of those things that you can use, and I would say use them for 3 or 4 days before you go for the procedure,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe 2 or 3 days after the procedure. So a very good combination would be Golden Seal,
right,
oil of oregano, and colloidal silver. And I would start taking them about 3 days before you're going to the procedure. Get really good brands of these things. Now, how do you know when you are getting a good brand? Because Golden Seal should be expensive, I'll tell you that. If people go to the store and they see one Golden Seal is about $5.99 and another one is $30. Buy the one that's $30. Why? Because when you read the label carefully, you will see that the less expensive one will say Golden Seal Herb. Golden Seal Herb is not really that medicinal. It is part of the Golden Seal plant. When it says herb, that means it's taken from the leaf. That is not the medicinal part that's used. It's the root. And it takes Golden Seal a very long time to grow. So that's one of the reasons that it's so expensive. It's also become almost extinct in the wild. That's another problem because of over-harvesting. So nonetheless, Golden Seal is a very active antibiotic. Now, if you have concerns environmentally because of the plant being rare in the wild, you can use other plants that are very high in the active constituent. The active constituent is called berberine. And berberine can be found in other plants, such as Oregon grapefruit. You can find that in your health food store. It will be less costly than Golden Seal and equally effective.
Can you spell berberine?
That's called Oregon grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
The active constituent is berberine,
okay,
which is found in Golden Seal, Oregon grapefruit, and barberry bark. Now, if you have outside in your yard, and almost everybody does have a barberry bush, because those are very, very common plants that are used to decorate people's yards, believe it or not. And they have little leaves that look like mouse ears, I would describe it that way, and they have stickers on them. The leaves are sometimes green and they're sometimes red. So I invite all of our listeners to find out if you have a barberry bush right in your yard. You probably do, or your neighbor does. They're all over the place because we teach a lot of courses in outside herbal identification where we gather plants and make them into medicine. Well, if you were to find this barberry, you can just clip a branch off and then strip off the covering of the branch, and you will see that it is golden yellow inside. Guess what that is? That is really high in berberine. If you taste it, it will be very bitter, just like golden seal is very bitter. So golden seal is one thing, and of course, golden seal contains hydrastine in addition to berberine, so that, you know, it's even better than the other two in terms of your purposes of taking it before dental care in with prolapse. So the second herb is oil of oregano. You want to get, again, a really excellent kind of oil of oregano that has active constituents called carvacrol. Read the labels and see which one states a carvacrol content. And those are ones that are very strong because oil of oregano is an excellent antibacterial. As a matter of fact, all of our listeners, and again, we'll be taking your calls today at 888-874-4888. All of our listeners should have these things available in your home, in your medicine cabinet. That's why Dr. Zamperone and I have a book called The Natural Medicine Chest, so that you stock your natural medicine chest, have them handy, so you're not running around looking for them, you know, when you need it, and maybe it's 4 a.m. and you're not near a health food store. So have these things handy. Oil of oregano has active carvacrol. It's excellent as a liquid oil or as a capsule and combines very, very well with golden seal root. The next thing that I mentioned is colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is a strong antibacterial compound. Now, it's true, you know, there's a lot of reports, if you read about colloidal silver on the internet, where people have turned a bluish color. Yes, that actually has happened, and that's with way overuse of particular kinds of colloidal silver, which are not usually the kinds you're going to find in your local health food store. As always, there are some brands that are better than others. You know, there's ways to investigate that. We do private consultations where we tell you specific brands. We don't like to discuss specific brands on Progressive Radio Network since we're not a commercial network. But nonetheless, colloidal silver is excellent because it's a liquid, and what you want to do, Pauline, is have some and swish it around in your mouth for 3 or 4 days before you go to the dental appointment. In addition, do you have a water pick?
Yes.
So you can put some in your water pick and actually wash under your gums with it before you go for your dental appointment. And this way, you're cutting down. See, the whole reason they give people who have mitral valve prolapse antibiotics before a dental intervention is because they're afraid of bacteria being released into the bloodstream, which does go directly from the gums to the heart, and that's well known. It's one of the reasons dental care is so important. So it's not a bad idea to use some colloidal silver, even in water, in your dental pick, and it's actually a very good thing to do on an ongoing level to cut down the microbes that exist under the, you know, under the gums around your teeth. So that's what I would suggest you do. But as always, I can't, I'm
right.
A nurse, I'm a PhD RN, I cannot speak against your doctor's orders, so this is a decision you need to make on your own whether you'd like to use those three things in lieu of the antibiotic that was prescribed.
But would there be any interaction if there, you don't know that, right? Because you that's why I have to investigate, because if there's interaction between herbs and meds that they may give me, I have to check that out. I know that probably
why you
would. Of course,
there's always interactions between everything.
Okay.
Between foods and herbs. And one of the worst interactions, which is so often not discussed at all in mainstream medicine, much, much worse, much more dangerous, and in fact deadly, rather than worrying about herb-drug interactions, which do occur, and in fact I teach a full course on that in medical school. But it's more important to look into drug-drug interactions.
Well, that's what I was asking. That's what I meant. And I, hopefully, well, this is a laser treatment, so I hope they don't use. I was just surprised they didn't even recommend I use herbs. But that's
how would they ever do that unless you're seeing a holistic dentist?
Yeah. Well,
my dentist is holistic. His name is Dr. Alex Schwartzman, and he's in Smithtown, New York.
That's why I just recommended to a friend. That's what I wanted to do. He actually has the uses what is that called, ozone to disinfect everything.
Oh, that's good. So there you go. So then if you're seeing a doctor who does use ozone, then they're going to be very open to discuss with you the use of natural therapies instead of antibiotics before your dental appointment.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for your call. And thank you, listeners, and you can call in with your question today at 888-874-4888. And we will be also talking about health at gunpoint, the FDA's silent war against health freedom. And we're going to take a little break right here and listen to the Natural Medicine Chest. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the nutrient known as taurine.
Amino acids are chemical constituents that form the building blocks of protein in the body. The official definition of an amino acid is a compound which contains an amino group and a carboxylic acid. Taurine contains a sulfonic group instead, so is not a true amino acid, although it is often referred to as one. The intracellular concentration of taurine is 10 times that of any normal free amino acid.
Taurine was discovered in 1827, but the significance of taurine in nutrition was not realized until 1975, when the journal Science published a study showing that taurine-deficient cats suffered from retinal degeneration. In 1986, the Annual Review of Biochemistry reported that the amount of taurine present in mammalian milk depends on the species. Natural human mother's milk is rich in taurine, but cow's milk, except for the early milk known as colostrum, is taurine deficient. Pediatrics Journal in 1983 printed a study which outlined several of the biologically significant functions of taurine, and an effort was then made to fortify infant formula by adding taurine.
Some species of animals, such as cats, cannot synthesize taurine within their bodies, and so must receive it through their diets. Humans have a very limited ability to synthesize taurine, so adequate intake through diet and supplementation is important. The principal source of dietary taurine is meat of various types and shellfish. Even people ingesting sufficiently high levels of taurine may develop a deficiency due to the overgrowth of certain anaerobic intestinal microorganisms which consume taurine. Certain prescription drugs are known inhibitors of taurine uptake.
The Journal of Neurochemistry published a study in 1975 which showed that taurine concentrations are extremely high in the retina. In fact, the retina contains two binding proteins specific for taurine. Research has yet to determine exactly how taurine functions in the eye, but deficiency of taurine has been found to lead to the degeneration of photoreceptor cells. Continued studies on taurine have linked its presence to several biological functions, besides being a protector of the delicate tissues of the eye. Taurine helps to neutralize oxidizing agents caused by ionizing radiation. Taurine is present in high concentrations in the normal heart. It stimulates white blood cell motility and protects cell membranes from free radical damage. Taurine has proven useful in epileptics to reduce or control seizures. It helps modulate the transport of substances such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, copper, and iron across cell membranes. Additional research supports taurine's role in preventing gallstones.
So, as you can see, the nutrient taurine may be an important addition to your Natural Medicine Chest.
welcome back once again to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and we are taking your calls today. You can give us a call at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. And it was interesting that we did have the natural medicine chest today about taurine, which was particularly appropriate because our last caller had a question about heart health. And taurine is one of the amino acids that is excellent for the heart and is actually found naturally in high levels in heart tissue. So it's one of those things that people can definitely choose to supplement. Also interesting about taurine is the fact that it's absolutely important for cats. If people want to keep their cat on a vegan diet, which, by the way, is not something I recommend, but if that's someone's spiritual focus, you know, that's fine. But definitely they will need taurine. I also have a recipe for natural homemade milk for babies, natural homemade formula, and that is in my book called Cycles of Life. And we do include taurine in baby formula, which, of course, is all natural and free of all genetically modified ingredients. So, again, if you have a question, you can call in at 888-874-4888. And I did want to talk today about what's going on politically in terms of something that seems like a really real effort to interfere with your ability to know how to use natural therapies. I got an email just this morning from someone who uses cinnamon, and they are taking a really excellent organic cinnamon capsule, and they're using it for several things in their life, for instance, to keep their blood sugar low, which is something that cinnamon is so well established to do. There was even an article in Diabetes Journal looking at cinnamon as being something that brings your blood sugar into a nice regulated number. So what they did was they saw an article that was published actually in Europe saying that cinnamon buns, listen to this, cinnamon buns were going to have to be regulated because cinnamon buns have quite a bit of cinnamon in them, and cinnamon has, as one of its active constituents, which is true, it does have it, some isolates that if they are extracted out and concentrated might cause health issues and may have some toxicity. Well, that's true about every single thing. Every food you eat has some isolates in them that when they are extracted out and concentrated may be considered toxic. For instance, apples contain arsenic. Dr. Oz actually talked about that online as well. I mean, on air as well. So the thing is that the FDA type organization in the UK is really cracking down on herbs and limiting their use and limiting their availability. People are ordering them now from the United States, and when they get there, if they are searched in the mail, they are confiscated. And there are so many raids by the FDA in this country where they actually go into factories and facilities. For instance, they raided stevia years ago. They did not want people to know that stevia was something that could be used as a sweetener. That's when it first came out, which was the same at the same point that they released aspartame or NutraSweet onto the market. They did not want stevia competing with this very, very toxic artificial sweetener. So they banned any discussion about it. They banned saying it was a sweetener. The FDA raided at gunpoint the facility where stevia was being put together for sale on the health food store market, and they confiscated and burned the books that described how to use stevia. That intense. Okay, we do have a caller from Virginia. Welcome, Walter. Thank you for joining us today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
I'm enlightened to listen to your program. Sorry, I missed the first part. I just cut in. came on the radio, PRN, and I love it. And I have a problem with my eyes. I had eagle's eye before, originally from Germany, and I was eating here the bad food, like every American, average American, you know, and all of a sudden blurry vision, cataract, you know. And I want to get my blurry vision, my eagle's eye back. What do I have to do, you know?
Okay. What now, else? First Please. Of all, is cataracts your only issue? Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. I just came from a naturopathic physician or doctor, and I asked for the triglyceride ratio to HDL. Everything excellent, and she never has seen such a low HDL cholesterol, 109. She was amazed, you know, and the bad boy LDL was low, you know, very low, you know. So that is good. Everything is good, and my blood pressure is okay. It's normal. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing. Absolutely. I have a lot of energy. It's just my blurry vision. I want to clear the vision from the lenses. The
okay.
Blurry vision. Sorry.
Now, I will say this about cataracts. I will give you some information about things that are very useful and healthy for eye health in general, but let me ask you why you would not want perhaps to have surgery, because that's a rather minor surgery, and even very elderly people who I personally know, as well as thousands of patients that I've had it done, and they have instant, very, very clear vision.
Yeah, but isn't there a natural way? I believe in natural ways, you know, to get that done, you know, because it was from the bad food, and I'm trying to knock out the sugar and all that. I had a problem with the sugars, you know, all the sweeteners and so many cakes for desserts. And when I go to conferences and I'm at the whole hotel for 5 days, I was loading up on a big plate, 3 pieces of cake, chocolate cheesecake, and strawberry cake, and had all the bad stuff, coffee and everything else. And
yes,
wine.
I know that, and I'm going to give you a list of things that are eye healthy, but I will tell you, and listeners, I have to say, as a healthcare provider, and of course I am highly trained in conventional medicine and also natural medicine, and natural medicine has definitely been my focus since 1964. And I have written 12 books on natural medicine, and you're all welcome to visit our website. I lecture about it almost every day. I'm in Florida for the winter, and you can join me on in any of our presentations at Whole Foods in Boca Raton, at Tooney's Health Food Store, which is in both West Palm Beach and the other facility that they have as well in Coral Springs. So even though I am totally grounded in natural medicine, I think there are times for conventional medicine. And I am going to give you a list of eye-healthy nutrients. But what we always like to look for in health, Walter, is what is the best risk-benefit ratio treatment? What is the best risk-benefit ratio treatment? That means, you know, the lowest risk and the highest benefit. And I have to say that they've had such fabulous advances in cataract surgery that is what I would recommend. At least you consider it, along with taking all the items we're going to discuss here, and maybe you want to give yourself an amount of time. So one of the excellent things that really helps is lutein. Mm-hmm. And lutein is found in several kinds of foods, and also you can find it in marigolds, in fact. So you want to take lutein. Another one is vitamin B2. Even though you're taking a multi, you want to make sure that you're getting about 3 milligrams of B2 a day, along with at least 40 milligrams of B3, because B2 is needed to protect glutathione, and glutathione is kind of difficult. You can take it as a supplement, but it is not absorbed too effectively. It is an important antioxidant in the eye, and actually they found that people who supplement with B2 prevented the development of cataracts if, according to blood work, they were deficient in B2 to begin with. Now, that's another thing. I am a big proponent, and one of my life work jobs is to ensure that vitamin testing becomes part of the protocol, the regular standard of practice protocol that every doctor does on every patient, if not every year, every 2 years, and if someone's very stable, perhaps every 5 years, because by looking at minor deficiencies before they develop into a disease process could not only save people suffering of disease, it also has a cost-effective factor to where supplementing with these vitamins can be very, very cost-effective instead of waiting for someone to get the disease and then give them drugs and surgery. So I'm a big proponent of that. Also, bilberry. I'm sure you've heard of bilberry, Walter, haven't you?
Right, yes.
So bilberry is very high in flavonoids, which are called anthocyanidines, and they protect both the lens and, of course, in particular, when you're talking about cataracts, it's the lens that is getting cloudy. So bilberry is particularly important. It's high in flavonoids and also protects both the lens and the retina from oxidative damage, and it actually reduces the growth of cataracts. Now, you can take a supplement, a pill, whatever, in terms of bilberry. I'm not saying not to do that, but what you want to also do is be sure you are consuming a full cup of organic blueberries every day. That is what you do.
Blueberries,
because blueberries and bilberry are actually the same plant. When you look at the genus and species, they're slightly different subspecies. Bilberries are kind of very tiny blueberries, and why they have gotten more of the emphasis in terms of treatment for eyes is just because they were used in UK studies where bilberries are more preeminent than blueberries at the time the studies were being done. But why I say to use blueberries is because they are much easier to get. So you can go into any natural grocery store right now, and although blueberries may not be in season, particularly organic blueberries may not be in season, you certainly can get frozen ones, and you want to consume a full cup a day. Do you make a smoothie in the morning?
No.
Okay, well, that's what you need to do if you want to really up those heavy-duty proanthocyanidine antioxidants, which are in these kinds of fruits. So there's lots of good juices around. Again, this is not a commercial radio station, but I did want to tell you that basically we're definitely want to use a drink. And, you know, a Nutribullet is a great one because it makes it really, really easy to use. And you can just go ahead and have a delicious, delicious drink. Put a full cup of blueberries in your drink every day, okay?
Okay.
So that would be what you want to do.
On the B vitamins, B like Bravo, B2, B3, right?
Yes, B2, okay? B2 is really good. Then other kinds of beta-carotene. When we talk about beta-carotene, those are vegetables. I wouldn't say beta-carotene is as important as what we call the mixed carotenoids. That means things that have lots and lots of colorful additives in them, such as squash, like yellow squash, various kinds of spaghetti squash is really good, acorn squash is really good, butternut squash is really good, because these are orange vegetables, and you want to have lots of those. Another important thing to include is quercetin.
Taurine, when I came on the radio, when I started listening this morning, you said something about taurine?
Yes, taurine is a very good amino acid. We were talking about heart health there. It's not specific for cataracts, however, but it's certainly something healthy to include. And then quercetin. Quercetin is a specific flavonoid that actually has been shown to help prevent cataracts, and we also know the mechanism of action of quercetin, which is the fact that it blocks sorbitol. And you know, sorbitol is an additive to many, many things. All kinds of foods have it in it, and sorbitol is one of the things that causes, you know, sort of a thickening of the cataract. So we know that quercetin has been specifically tested to protect against cataracts by blocking sorbitol accumulation in the eye. So those are all things you can consider. But again, I certainly would like to end our conversation by saying that I really do think you should visit some excellent cataract surgeons and do all the nutrients and everything to help you through the surgery and help your eyes stay healthy after the surgery. But do consider cataract surgery. That would be my advice. But, you know, of course, you have to follow your heart and, you know, do what you think is right.
Very quickly, I went to an ophthalmologist to Tijuana. I don't trust here what's happening with conventional medicine. That's why I'm with natural medicine 100% nowadays. And she told me, what is that yellow stuff? She did a good eye exam for me, and it was dirt cheap, and I had a good conversation afterwards right there for half an hour. She didn't charge me anything in Spanish. It was good, you know. And I have sorbitol, that yellow stuff. She asked me, what is that coming from, the yellow stuff? You know, she flushed out my eyes, you know. The yellow stuff, there's something in it, you know.
Right.
It has come out.
Mm-hmm.
So sorbitol, you mentioned, is that what it is? From what?
Well, I don't know what that was. I mean, they would have to analyze, you know, what that was, of course.
And it was all sticky around my eyelashes and so on.
That's right. There you go. It's that sticky compound that sticks to the lenses that causes them to cloud up.
Right, yeah. And I like to have a good blood flow, you know, when I have that. And if I drink a lot of water, I don't know how many cups, 8 ounces of water I should drink, you know, maybe 10 glasses a day.
Right. So you can write down all those things we talked about. Use that as a protocol. Perhaps you know, cataracts are not deadly. So you could, of course, say, okay, I'm going to go on a super eye health regimen. You know, another thing I would suggest is Eye Bright. So if you get an alcohol-free Eye Bright herbal extract, make sure it's alcohol-free.
Uh-huh.
Must be alcohol-free. Does everybody hear that? Because if you use an Eye Bright extract that has alcohol in it, you can burn your eyes, right?
Oh.
So let's all say that together, listeners. Alcohol-free Eye Bright herbal extract. You get the alcohol-free Eye Bright herbal extract. You put 2 mLs, that means dropperfuls, in a cup of lukewarm water. And then you get, at the regular, you know, store, CVS, wherever, you get an eye cup. Maybe you have one already. You put the Eye Bright and lukewarm water solution in the eye cup. And then put it on your eye, tilt back your head, and move your eyeball around. And what you'll find is that that stuff, that yellow sticky stuff that you're talking about, starts to come out. And you will actually see it coming out of your eye. That's a great treatment for all kinds of eye infections. I'm not going to tell you it's going to dissolve your cataract. If it does, hey, that's great. But I will tell you that it's a useful thing. So you may want to try all these things, Walter, but give yourself, let's say, 6 months or even a year and see how you do. If it continues to get worse, you can always consider surgery as an option. It's certainly better than not seeing.
What about, finally, I came across on the research, Brex products, Brex organic apple cider vinegar with mother. And use that and use a cotton ball and a little water, dilute it, and then in my eye, flush it out.
Well, Bragg's is, you know, there's all kinds of wonderful uses for organic apple cider vinegar. The thing is, that is going to sting, so I would dilute it quite a bit and see how that works for you, along with all the other things that we discussed today.
But
so thank you so much for your call, Walter, and best of luck with your natural protocol.
Thank you so much. Thank
sure.
you.
And we'll take your call today. It's a new thing we're doing because it's a new year. Well, we're talking about the fact that you need to stand up for your health freedom. And what action you can take is actually go to your congressperson, write them letters, email them. There's various websites such as organicconsumers.org that sends out action steps all the time. Because if they don't hear from you and know that you are going to insist on maintaining access to natural therapies as well as information about natural therapies, they could outlaw this kind of show where I'm sharing with you information that is evidence-based and well-researched. So we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we will take your call and we'll continue our discussion. You can call in at 888-874-4888 right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we're here today taking your calls. So you can give us a call at 888-874-4888 and join us. And we'd love to have your question right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So, hello there, studio. How are you doing? We're going to continue our talk about health at gunpoint, the FDA's silent war against health freedom. And this book was written by James Gormley. Okay, that's James Gormley, G-O-R-M-L-E-Y, if you'd like more. And by the way, we have a full chapter on the history of natural medicine, including the massive amount of repression of natural medicine that has gone on really throughout history, unfortunately. Maybe some of you are familiar with the witch hunts. The witch hunts were actually politically motivated, and they were against herbalists for the most part. You know, they actually went after women and men who were using natural medicine and helping people with their health. And when they found that that was the case, they actually went after them and burned them at the stake. And what's going on currently is not that much different. So it's something that you may want to look into, you know, the history of our food supply from early agriculture to agribusiness. I know many of you are familiar with the GMO issue. And in the GMO issue, they have taken food and changed it substantially, and yet they say that they have not, changed it substantially, and that's why they are promoting it big time. You have to look at the GMO issue. Now, there are certainly reasons that it's being promoted, and one of the main reasons is that it makes a lot of money for agribusiness, particularly big, giant, monoculture-type farms, which have a very destructive effect on the environment. They clear-cut virgin lands, destroy natural vegetation, cause erosion, and, oh, my God, it's really awful to think, but by 2050, it's estimated that 25% of the world's plant species will disappear. A lot of that is because of the proliferation by the United States of pesticide-resistant crops, and what they do is use massive amounts of pesticides. They also create terminal seeds, which is where the plant does not create a seed. It's called the terminator. And therefore, the same plant is not grown from the seed. Farmers used to go out every year and collect the seeds, but now they actually are not allowed to. And, you know, the FDA has used lots of oppressive tactics in what they claim is supporting health for individuals, but you really need to look into that. And we've been so happy to take your calls on air today. We can continue to do that up to the end of the show. So you can give us a call with your health questions at 888-874-4888. But I do want to share with you some of the raids that have gone on by the FDA. For instance, a while back, and I remember this one well, in 1987, 20 armed FDA agents and U.S. Marshals stormed the offices of Life Extension Foundation, and they're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And another group simultaneously went into the life extension warehouse, and they actually detained William Falloon, who was the foundation's founder, at gunpoint. For what? For exactly what did they do this? You know, you really need to wonder, for exactly what reason? In other words, who was being harmed by the sale of these supplements? That's the thing. You know, there was absolutely no one being harmed, so we don't see why it was necessary to come in there and storm by gunpoint this particular organization. Now, what they did then is they searched employees who were lined up against the wall. They confiscated thousands of items, including dietary supplements, office files, and over 5,000 copies of the Life Extension newsletter, because one of the main things that they're working for is to disallow you to have information that can help you with your health. It's absolutely horrendous in my mind. You know, it's one thing to protect your health. We all want to protect our health. But it's another thing to say that only pharmaceutical drugs are useful and that anything else that you might use to protect your health is disallowed, even if you choose to use it. That's the thing that I absolutely am against in terms of this overregulation. And I actually am not such a fan of overregulation, because if you look at pharmaceutical drugs, which are certainly regulated, they cause hundreds of thousands of deaths every single year. So therefore, if you look at nutritional supplements, they have been linked to deaths occasionally as well. In fact, over the period of 10 years, about 37 deaths were linked to the use of nutritional supplements, usually something like ephedra, and especially when it is used in an overused or abusive kind of way. So that's where we see these things occurring. Not to say that herbs and vitamins are totally safe all the time. No, that's not true. However, the safety record is fabulous when you compare it to the safety record of pharmaceutical drugs. That's the thing. So, therefore, pharmaceutical drugs are regulated, and yet you do not see a very good safety record, while supplements are also regulated. That's another part of the equation here. There is something called the DSHEA Act, and in the DSHEA Act, we do stipulate that the FDA does have the right to regulate dietary supplements. And in fact, they have action steps that they can take when they feel that a supplement is being abused or overused or is causing different kinds of problems. Like, for instance, some vitamin manufacturers who are unscrupulous are actually putting pharmaceutical drugs in things that are called dietary supplements. Especially problematic are weight loss products and sexual enhancement products. And they are being sold on the dietary supplement marketplace, and they do have dangerous pharmaceutical drugs within them. And when the FDA finds that out, they do go after the manufacturer. I'm all for that. But cracking down on totally safe vitamins and nutrients and causing them to be unavailable for people to choose to use them instead of pharmaceuticals, I really feel that that is a major, major problem. And if we are not diligent, they are going to continue their repressive policies. There is something called the Codex Alimentarius. Codex Alimentarius means, Codex is code, Alimentarius means food, and it's sort of a guide to food law, let's say. And there's something which has a scary name to me, it sounds like newspeak, called global harmonization. Global harmonization means that we should all speak in the same language. It sounds so nice, doesn't it? It sounds like newspeak to me, newspeak, Orwellian. When we talk about global harmonization, they want to create specific laws such as that each nutrient can only be sold at a particular quantity, that is the RDA, such as vitamin C only being available at 60 milligrams and no more. And that would be global harmonization, where everyone only all around the world is only allowed to sell and consume a nutritional supplement with a very low dosage of any particular vitamin isolate. And the global harmonization would say, well, we all have to do that, everybody who's part of the Codex Alimentarius. And that is where it is going. That is where it is going. And, you know, I don't say to take millions and millions of pills. But sometimes they can be very, 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 very useful. Very, very useful. So also I want the ability to choose for myself what I use. You know, I don't know about you. So that's what we're saying here today. You need to be vigilant. You need to be the one to look into what you can use for yourself and your family the natural alternative way. And that's what Dr. Zamperon and I have been doing. I've been doing this since 1964. I raised two children without giving them antibiotics and using all natural food. A lot of it is to you, listeners, because you're the ones who have to make the lifestyle and food choices. You're the ones who need to increase your knowledge about natural remedies and also visit physicians and healthcare providers who offer natural remedies. And that way, you're voting with your dollars. Okay? That's how we create change. Create change within yourself. Create change within your family and then within your community. So what we say is think globally and act locally. And we're available for private consultations. We give a class in certification in botanical and natural medicine. Visit the website at naturalnurse.com and give us an email or visit us at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. We love to hear from you. It was so much fun taking your calls today. We'll do that again in the future. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.